You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends, the Goldbergs, are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Oh, there's Unky Dozen with his camera again. He's photographing Ma while she's trying to hang her wash on the line. Unky's telling her...
Say, Ma, I'm going to send these pictures of you hanging out your Does wash to Procter & Gamble.
Now, Unky, they don't want pictures of me. Does is their new soap discovery. They know it does everything in my wash.
Well, we'll send them some real pictures showing how Does does my overalls and work shirts and towels. Even Daisy's rayon do funnies. Now, hold still, Ma. I want a picture of you holding that work shirt. Got it.
And me looking aside.
Well, them work shirts look mighty swell.
They sure do, Unky. Does gets them clean easy. No hard scrubbing or fussing with a bar soap, even. Why, Does gets dirt out all by itself.
That's right, Ma. Come on now. Want to get a shot of you and them towels. Steady. Got it.
But, Unky, my hair's a mess.
Well, them towels sure look nice dazzling in the sun.
Of course. I always say no soap made gets towels and linens whiter than Does.
Now, hold it, Ma. I want to take a color shot of you posing with them rayon panties. Now, there.
Oh, Unky, I take awful pictures.
Oh, you look pretty, Ma. And so do the colors in those nice things you does.
Well, I don't need any picture to see that colors stay bright longer with Does. Yet you can't beat it for getting out tough dirt.
Say, Ma, you take a snap of me holding this big red box of Does.
Next you'll be wanting your picture put right on the box.
Well, I always say nothing's too good for Does.
And nothing's too good for you ladies on wash day. So try Does, because compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Does gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the dirtiest clothes. Does, D-U-Z, does everything in your wash. And now the Goldbergs. Well, Molly's daughter-in-law is going to have a baby. This simple statement can never suggest the immense significance of this in Molly's life. For Sammy is overseas, unheard from as yet, and the girl, Grace, has become a substitute for Sammy. But Rosie Goldberg knows that Grace is a liar, untrustworthy, and something of a fraud. And Rosie knows that there is some connection between Grace and a neighbor named George. But Rosie, because of the child that is coming, is willing to stop fighting Grace if the George tie-up can be broken. It's not an easy thing to do, because it's based on surmises, not facts. But Rosie is determined, and meanwhile, Molly and Jake are singing like a pair of silly, happy birds. Listen.
Come on, baby, under three tops for the best old pencil bear. Under bough breaks, oh my, oh mine, oh mine. Rosalie, did you sew a pencil someplace, Hada?
No, Ma.
Huh? Under the bough breaks. Mine cradle.
Where's Uncle David, Ma?
What?
Where's Uncle David?
Uncle David's his whereabouts someplace, maybe up in Grace's room.
Jay, darling, give
me your pencil, darling, dear. Yes, dear.
A pen wouldn't do.
Whichever.
Why do you need it?
Grace wants it.
For what?
She wants to write to her sister.
About the happy event.
I suppose.
David,
darling, how do you think Grace looks, David?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. A little pale, but wonderful.
You saw the stationery?
I have it. I'll take it up.
All right, darling. Come going also. Jay.
Yeah?
Jay, darling, don't say anything to anybody.
About what?
About...
Why?
Just so. Not yet.
Just see that you don't say.
If I say, I wouldn't say, I wouldn't say.
If you wouldn't say, I wouldn't say.
About what?
About what? The baby.
Oh. Why must it be a secret?
Not a secret. But until everything is settled and then Grace feels a little better and she's mentally balanced and she has the money for her sister and we hear from Samily, then, yeah,
if
darling?
If you say not to say, I wouldn't say.
All right. Jay, darling. After so, we'll have a party. A welcome home party, David. I can't imagine, Jay, darling. I can't imagine. George didn't bring the prescription yet, Rosalie, dear?
No, Ma.
No?
No, he didn't.
Uncle David?
You want to come with me?
Where are you going?
I want to walk down the road and meet George.
For what?
I don't want him in this house. Everything's changed now, Uncle David. If Grace and George knew each other before they came here, all right, but that's got to be over with, whatever it was. It's got to be over, and that's what I'm going to tell him. He's got to keep away from Grace, far away from here. She's my brother's wife, and now...
Rosalie, don't go. Maybe you don't go, Rosalie.
I want to go down to...
Just help me a minute, darling. Yes, please. Just help me, please. But there's one thing. Yes, dear?
What, Mom?
Let me help you,
Mom. You wouldn't know how, David, darling. You wouldn't know how, because I'm making a bed jacket for Grace. Her shoulders shouldn't be so comfortable. She's sitting up in bed, and when the door opens, so there's a draft. She mustn't get a draft. Stand, Rosalie, darling. Just stand like that, yes, darling? I want to cut you exactly.
Uncle David.
I have to measure you, Rosalie, dear. Stand. I don't want to disturb Grace. Stand, dear.
What are you doing, Ma, cutting that beautiful negligee?
Beautiful negligee. When will I wear with the negligee?
But Papa bought it for you, Ma.
David, you know how long I have that negligee?
Yeah.
You know how long? Maybe 5 years. Yeah. Another day. With lace. I'll wear with lace. I'll wear with lace in the chicken coop. I'll wear a negligee with lace. I'll milk the cow with lace and a negligee on. It's laying already in camper balls 5 years already.
But, Ma, you...
Turn. I'll make it into something for you and for Grace. Stand, darling. I need lace. Let my children have lace already. Oh, David, darling. With this fine lace, you know what I'm going to make.
A baby coat,
Oh, look how you guessed it. Look. Oh, David, mine eyes should behold the baby already. Rosalie, darling, please. Inside is a box. Pins.
Where, Ma?
Inside. Find it. Yeah,
all
darling,
right,
go inside. Find it. David, darling, you took my scissors, I think.
No? I'll see.
Go see inside.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Inside, I think so. Come on, baby. Oh, my, oh, mine. Hello, Santa. Give Mary foot, please. And then the bow breaks. The apple tree fell down. Oh, my. Hello, Mary. Mrs. G. Yeah. Look, darling, I wouldn't be able to come to the meeting this week. My daughter-in-law. No, she's not sick. No. We expecting. It'll be quite a spell yet. Yeah. But listen, darling, don't divulge. Don't mention the fact. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, darling. Thank you. Mend the fabric. No, cradle of
pins,
Ma. Oh, the pins?
Here, Molly.
Thank you.
Here, who was on the phone, Molly?
I had to tell Mary Foot I wouldn't be able to come to the meeting. Excuse me, I got to find my tape measure I have to find. Oh, yeah, it's time already for Grace to take knock. It's time.
Don't go, Rosalie. Please, Rosalie, maybe don't go.
Rosalie, take an egg and stir up an egg knock for Grace.
Don't go, Rosie.
You heard me, Rosalie.
Yes, Ma.
Rosie, maybe don't go. Don't say anything to George. Maybe you're all wrong in what you think.
Uncle David, please.
Do you know certainly that George and Grace and George know themselves?
Uncle David, please.
You don't know certainly. You only think. Well, why do you think?
I don't think. I know.
How?
When she's all alone in the house, she calls him. Didn't she call him when we were at... Oh,
anyway,
Uncle David,
why?
I want him to keep away from here. I want it ended and finished.
Rosie, I say don't.
Goodbye, baby.
Rosie, don't.
Who is
making
Grace
an egg now? I'll make it.
Why can't you make it, Rosie?
Rosie, make it.
But
make it with a fresh egg. Get the chicken eggs, Rosie. Don't use the eggs from the house. Go to the coop.
I'll go to the coop. You stir.
Use cream, Rosie, not milk.
Use cream, Rosie. I'll get the eggs.
The freshest one, please.
Yes, the freshest one.
Rosie, go and prepare the egg now. Go.
I'm going.
Where are you, Molly? It's all right.
No.
Hello? Mr. Willoughby, please? Willoughby? Yeah, go away. Don't count on me for that conference tonight. Well, my daughter-in-law, we just learned something. I'm going to be a grandfather. Keep it between us. Yes, Willoughby, yes. Yes, all right. Gladly. Goodbye. Thank you.
Who are you speaking to, Dave?
Business, Molly, business. What do you want?
My pins.
Can I help you?
Yes, darling. Come up. Just take this. Yes,
right,
yes.
I'll take it.
And I'll take the lights.
Rosalie, I got 6 eggs, Rosalie.
Going. Oh, you take it, Uncle David. I'm going.
Wait, Rosalie. Don't go, Rosalie. Wait. Hello?
Who?
It's for you, Molly.
Where are you going, Rosalie? Oh, wait, just a minute. 1 minute, darling. Yes? Yes, Mrs. Willoughby? Yes? Oh. Who told you? Oh, yes.
What is it, Molly?
Yes, Jake. Yes, Mrs. Willoughby. Jake, didn't I told you not to say? Yes, Mrs. Willoughby. Yes, but it was going to be a secret. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Jake. Didn't I ask you? Didn't I say? Didn't we made up take it? I asked you not to say.
The phone.
I asked you, Jake.
Who is taking the phone?
Let me.
Hello? Yes?
Have you asked a man not
yes.
to say? I asked him not to say.
Who
David.
Told you?
To say.
Molly. Yes? Molly. Didn't you say? Molly, didn't we? It was supposed to be a secret. Molly. Molly, thank you. Goodbye. So
all
you
right.
talk, huh?
All right,
you talk.
I have to call Mary Putnam about the meeting.
So what?
Nothing. Call me about the meeting.
Don't go, Rosalie.
All right, only about the
meeting. Rosalie, don't go.
David, go there.
To meet George.
For what?
To get Grace's medicine.
Well, the shadow of the baby is now all sunlight in the Goldberg house. But Rosie knows that the relationship between Grace and George, whatever it is, has to be stopped. But even though we know more than Rosie, there seem to be depths that we haven't plumbed as yet. You know, no one knows exactly what the future holds, but someone like that fluttery cousin Dozen just consults the stars and her horoscope and then predicts...
I'll soon go on a short trip and meet a tall, dark man. Of course, I am going to the store to get some does for dishes. And, well, who knows?
Well, I predict a bright future for your dishes if you does them. This new kind of soap does everything in the wash and has everything for dishes, too. Does make suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Cuts grease like 60, yet it's kinder to hands. Kinder than any other leading granulated wash day soap. You know, does suds stand up through stacks of dishes? No need to keep adding soap. And does zips through tough grease in less than half a minute. Yet see how soft and smooth does leaves your hands. Change to does. It has everything for dishes. And remember, soap waste is war waste. Soap contains vitally needed war materials. So measure does carefully into your dishpan. Make every bit of does you use do more. This is Clayton Collier saying, do as the dozens do. Let does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.